This part of the general guidance notes outlines best practice for contact with the adult, nearest relative, named person, and primary carer. The financial guardian's role is intended to be proactive. There is an ongoing requirement for the financial guardian to consider the principles of the Act in relation to the needs of the adult concerned. The public guardian will require to see evidence that this is being done. The Code of Practice for Financial Guardians clarifies that financial guardians should hold regular review meetings and suggests that it would be good practice to hold a review meeting at least once every 6 months.